Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
ESPN is still negotiating with the major cable providers. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. With 3 months left before the new football season, confusion and concern continue to reign over the new ACC network on ESPN. There is a reason which no ACC member apparently is allowed to talk about, but we can as a media outlet. The chance remains that just before kickoff of the 2019 season, the ACC Network channel will suddenly pop up on the program guides of Spectrum, AT&T U-verse, and or Dish, which means deals have been struck between ESPN and those providers. Fans can call their cable companies and demand they carry the ACC Network, but good luck getting a live person on the line. ACC Commissioner John Swofford said in early May that he is confident a traditional cable deal with the major providers will be in place before the season starts. All of them will come into play as we work toward the line, Swofford said at an Associated Press meeting. It's just the nature of the beast. Swofford hasn't said anything since, as ESPN has reportedly instructed the ACC and its member schools to only publicize distribution partners that are already under contract. So far, most of them are small cable providers or streaming services like Hulu. The ACC needs ESPN to pay more than the conference has been getting in its expiring TV contracts, so member schools can receive a larger annual distribution that has to cover the cost of building a $10-plus million ACC network studio in each campus. The bulk of ESPN revenue comes from selling advertising and rights fees paid by the cable providers that agree to carry the ACC network. It is a delicate issue with all parties. Millions are at stake in rights fees, advertising, and pay-to-view cable subscriptions. The schools hope their fans can watch games on TV like they have for years. Major cable companies can't afford to lose subscribers to more streamers that reduces their revenues. It's a conundrum for sure. Fans can subscribe to streaming services to watch Miami and UNC on September 7th, or they can buy tickets and go to Keenan Stadium. Eventually, they'll face a small cable rate hike if and when the ACC network deals are done. One way or the other, we'll be paying to see the games. This is Archansky. See ya.